You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shower.
Yeah, I got actually some reaction. John.
Yes.
I don't go 2 to 3 days without showering.
Well, I am not Mila Kunis or Ashton Kutcher. You're the one who said it.
I sometimes go a day.
When's the last time you took a shower?
This morning.
Okay. And when will you shower again?
Probably Saturday.
There you go. That's all we need to know.
There you go.
Well, after spending the past week in the wilderness, the shower I took last night when I got home was like the best shower of my life.
Lindsay's back. Yeah, Lindsay, you went out camping?
Was this the camping trip or was this your sister's wedding?
No. It's my brother who's getting married, but this was the camping trip. My family
camping
trip.
So nobody got married?
No, not yet.
Okay. This was the camping trip.
Yep. And like my whole family.
Did you
do all this stuff? Did you do the roasting of the s'mores and all that business?
Yeah, but I'm on a keto diet, and it was really hard to be camping on a keto diet, but I stuck to it, and it was great. You know, we did a lot of sitting around by the fire, hiking. We went on a pontoon boat for a day, and I jumped off of, like, the largest rock. It was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. It was, like, 50-foot rock.
Nice. Got to challenge yourself.
Was there a crossbow involved?
No. Did you bring your crossbow to the woods?
No, I think that hunting is protected in state parks.
Oh,
but there were turkeys.
Right.
There were wild turkeys walking around.
Yeah, were they up in trees? You know, people don't realize that. Turkeys like to hang out up in trees. Like
I've
a
never
whole
seen a
tree
turkey
full
in a tree.
Of turkeys. Yeah, no, they love
that.
It. They love it. And also, if turkeys look up at the sky when it's raining, they'll drown. They're such stupid little animals.
Okay,
stupid little birds. No, I honestly, I have heard that. I have heard that.
Well, that's you're going to get the Turkey Council is going to look to cancel you now because you called them stupid little birds.
They are stupid little birds.
Yeah.
So we're going to do Lie of the Day today, and it could come at any moment, so make sure you're paying attention. The Dodgers are playing as we speak. They're in San Francisco playing the Giants. David Price is on the mound for the Dodgers today after they beat the Giants last night 8-0 to pull within 2 games of first place in the
National
League.
And by the way, that's
West.
Why I would bet – what you saw last night is why I would bet on the Dodgers if those two teams met in a playoff series. Walker Buehler just has their number. And I think if Walker Buehler pitched 3 times against the Giants, then Kershaw or somebody else only needs to win 1 game. They can't figure him out.
And let's face it, Walker Buehler has had just about everybody's number this year. He's 11-1 with a 2.19 ERA.
Right,
I mean,
but
he's
especially
Cy Young
the Giants.
Award
the Giants,
caliber.
Right, the Giants can't touch him.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of that, by the way, yesterday was his birthday. Happy belated birthday. That's why I think that you could set your rotation up to have Buehler pitch Game 1. If he needed to, he could pitch Game 1. Game 4, Game 7, and I would put all my money on him.
Yeah, me too. He is the guy in that rotation now. He's overtaken Kershaw as your number one starter without question, and pitched obviously in clinching games last year too.
And some good news, by the way. Dave Roberts said Mookie Betts will come off the injured list when he's eligible to play Sunday in Arizona.
Good.
Corey Seager is on a rehab stint. He's playing. And Clayton Kershaw threw 45 pitches in a 3-inning simulated game and had no issues. So they could get all of those guys back within, well, I would say within 2 weeks, but it could be, best case scenario would be within a week. Betts, I think Seager will be the last one to come back, but Betts and Kershaw appear to be close.
Meanwhile, the NBA draft is tonight. We'll have complete coverage of the draft for you here on 710 ESPN. Sedano, Elzy, and Kaplan. We'll do that with you this afternoon. We already know the number one
chance that the Lakers make a trade, by the way.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, everything that I'm reading, and there are lots of breadcrumbs all over the place. There's like somebody spilled bread. And it looks to me like the name that is circled and has been repeated the most by people in the business has been Buddy Hield of the Sacramento Kings.
Well, the other one, DeMar DeRozan, is a free agent, and Mark Stein of the New York Times, who we know, says the Spurs would be open to a sign and trade with the Lakers. So the Lakers may have some decisions to make, what they want to use their assets on. And it, by the way, it doesn't have to be today, Mace. Sometimes you will see a trade because they have the 22nd pick. And
right.
So if the pick's going to go in the deal, that would mean it would probably happen today. But there are deals that get made when camp opens, you know, when free agency takes place. I personally think there's a decent chance we'll see a deal today, but no guarantees. It could be later in the year.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a deal. That the number 21 pick isn't the greatest asset in the world, but it is a number one pick, and that is still tantalizing to a lot of teams.
What is a first-round
available
pick?
Yeah, first-round pick. That is something that teams definitely want. The 21st pick isn't really a big deal to us necessarily. It is a big deal to them, rebuilding teams. We need something in the now. We don't need something in the draft. So, you know, there's lots of reports about Kyle Kuzma potentially part of a deal going to Sacramento for Buddy Hield. This is stuff John can't talk about. There are reports of Kyle Kuzma going to San Antonio in a sign-and-trade for DeMar DeRozan.
By the way, if you had to pick one or the other between those two, who would you pick?
It's a great question. Buddy Hield or DeMar DeRozan.
So you can
DeRozan.
Use your assets on one of them, but not both.
I would go with... that's such a tough question, because DeRozan's a great playmaker, great mid-range, not a three-point shooter. Buddy Hield's a 40% three-point shooter.
Yeah, 42% off of a screen and 45% when he's standing still.
I'll go Hield.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee that either one of them are coming.
By the way, that's a good question. Throw that out there. If you can only have one, if you're a Lakers fan and you can only have one, Buddy Hield or DeMar DeRozan, which is the one that you want? And these are just two potential scenarios that are out there. So we're speculating. We're taking pieces of information that a lot of people have put out there, experts and blue check mark people. And the idea is, you know, Kuzma could go in a sign and trade as part of a sign and trade for DeRozan, or could go as part of a sign and trade now that would actually be a straight up trade with Buddy Hield. But if you've got a take on that, 877-710-ESPN. John, it is National Wings Day.
Are you a big wings guy?
I love wings.
I'm not a big one. I like wings too, but I'm not a big wings guy. Like, I won't seek them out. If I go to a party and somebody's got them, I'll eat them. Or, like, oftentimes, if Buffalo Wild Wings comes to the station, or if Wingstop
sure.
comes to the station and they're giving us wings, we'll do that, and I'll eat them up. But I don't seek them out.
Wings, one of my favorite junk foods. Is that a junk food? Do you think that's a junk food? I think it falls into that category.
Yes. Yeah.
Jorge, what do you think?
No, it's not a junk food. How?
It's chicken.
Yes, it is
right?
chicken. Yeah.
It's chicken. So are you a flats guy or a drumsticks guy, John?
Drumsticks. Matter of fact, even when we go to a fried chicken place like Gus's in Memphis, I will order like 12 drumsticks rather than like when I'm eating a regular chicken, not even wings. So I just take that with me when I eat wings. I love drumsticks.
So the Cambridge Research Agency has conducted a study of 1,400 wings enthusiasts. I found this today. And those who prefer the flats are on average 25 points higher in IQ than those that prefer the drumsticks.
Huh.
Which is interesting because it takes more work to eat a flat.
Yeah.
You know, drumsticks is just, it's perfect, right? A flat is you've got to tear it apart and you've got to eat around the bones and all that stuff. So if you are somebody who prefers the flats, you're probably smarter than somebody who prefers the drumsticks. Now, I'm a drumstick guy. I'm not that smart. Jorge, what are you?
I don't care. I'll take them both.
You'll take them both.
Yeah.
Lynn, do you have a
preference?
You'll
take whatever on the table.
Exactly.
That's kind of me too.
Yeah.
Lynn,
I'm a flats person.
A flats person. So you're smarter.
For
you're
sure.
25 points higher in IQ than everybody else. What about blue cheese
Very
dressing
obvious.
Or ranch dressing?
Neither.
No dressing.
Me too. I'm with you, Jorge.
Yeah.
You guys are idiots.
Or whatever it is.
You guys
no,
are
no,
idiots.
No. Why do you want to?
Blue
this
cheese
goes back
all day,
to
every
you.
Day.
to you dipping your donuts in ice cream.
No, it is not. First of all, I'm one of the few people to do that. Maybe the only, well, me and Juan are the two only two people that dip the cream donuts in extra cream. But dipping and dressing is very common. And I'm all about blue cheese dressing. Get the ranch out of here. I do not care about ranch dressing. Give me blue cheese dressing. At some point, the wing becomes a blue cheese dressing delivery device. National Wings Day is today. And if you are somebody who prefers the flats, chances are you are smarter than somebody who prefers the drumsticks. Mm-hmm. Now, Hey, Linz, did we get anywhere on the guy that wanted to propose? I know I'm springing this on you.
Working on it,
okay.
Yeah, we can do that whenever he's ready. I don't think that needs there's no timetable on that, right?
So, John, it took me a long time. Yesterday, you, on the spot, did a song
yeah.
about me.
I don't know if I wrote it down.
To the tune of Frère Jacques.
Which is the easiest song to do.
It took you like 10 seconds to do it. Yeah. I'll do a song about you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Ireland, Ireland, little star, most people wonder who you are. Apologize for the Lakers, oh so fake, on the air with another lame take. Ireland, Ireland, little star, golf game always way over par.
That is, not only is that good, it's shockingly accurate.
Yeah, I think I nailed three of your most common qualities.
There's like nothing I could even dispute on that. Everything in that was true.
Here's what's sad. I spent about 2 hours writing it. I don't have the ability. I'm not. Yeah.
You don't have that ability that I have to make something out of nothing that has no monetary value whatsoever.
No, not a great songwriter. Songwriting will never be in my wheelhouse. San Francisco, by the way, has jumped on David Price and the Dodgers 2-0.
It could have been worse. I don't know if you had it on, but
he
loaded the bases. Brandon Crawford had a 2-run double.
Cody! No.
And there were runners on second and third, and he got out of it. So it could be, you know, it could have been much worse.
Could have been much worse. Johnny Cueto is on the mound for the Giants. It is the top of the second inning. And we'll keep you up to date on that as we go through the show.
You know, there could be, Mace, by the way, we talked about the possibility of an NBA trade today because ESPN's coverage of the draft starts at 4 o'clock today. ESPN TV will have Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Will be on it for us, but 4 o'clock ESPN TV goes into draft coverage.
Yes.
The baseball trade deadline is now less than 24 hours away. It's at 1 o'clock tomorrow. There were already some big trades yesterday, including the biggest one so far. Joey Gallo, who is a stud.
Yeah.
Going from Texas to the Yankees.
And you line those three guys up, Judge, Stanton, and Gallo.
Well, one of the reasons why I think they went and got Gallo is Stanton's hurt all the time.
Yeah, and Judge hasn't been very good this year.
Right. So, but he helps them defensively. It's a great. It may be a case of too little, too late. It looks like Boston might win that division. But I love that trade for the Yankees. And by the way, they didn't give up any of their top five prospects, but they gave up prospects that people are high on. So it just shows you how deep their farm system is. They were able to make that deal without. Giving up the guys they really wanted to.
Report from Ken Rosenthal. Dodgers continue to negotiate on Max Scherzer.
Good.
Probably a West Coast team. Dodgers, Padres, Giants for Scherzer. Dodgers also interested, if they make that deal, could also get reliever Daniel Hudson in the deal, who's a really good setup guy.
Now, Mace, speaking of that, of Max Scherzer, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything. I'm not that guy.
Uh-huh.
But I texted you yesterday.
Yep.
Immediately after reading our friend Bill Plachke's column in the LA
Plachke.
Times. Did you or did you not make pretty much all of those points 2 days earlier than he wrote that column?
It's very clear that Bill is a fan of the show. Say my name, Bill Plachke. You're going to take my take. Say my name.
I mean, seriously, he took your take, didn't he?
He did. Well, one of the biggest parts of the take that he took
was... Not that your take is proprietary. I mean, other people can have it.
Oh, yeah,
but it was
no.
very close to kind of exactly what you said. I think it was Monday.
And one of the points that I made on Monday and Bill made in the column is that in these deals we've seen, these trade deadline deals the last few years, Rich Hill and Yu Darvish and Josh Reddick and Manny Machado and the deals that they've actually made. The Dodgers traded the following players: A.J. Alexi, Brendan Davis, Willie Calhoun, Grant Holmes, Jarrell Cotton, Frankie Montas, Caleb Dierks, Phil Pfeiffer, Zachary Bird, Hector Oliveira, Paco Rodriguez, Victor Arujo, Kevin Guzman, and Jeff Brigham. And the one thing those guys all have in common, virtually no impact at the major league level, if any.
Right,
if
which
any.
Is why I'm always in favor, and you're going to see this tonight with the NBA. We're kind of crossing streams here. But you're going to see players get traded for
breaking,
picks.
Breaking. Ken Rosenthal, Padres close to acquiring Max Scherzer.
Whoa! Exactly what we were worried about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly what we were worried about.
Exactly what we were worried about. They are coming. And by the way, I think they're coming for Chris Bryant, too.
The Giants, I heard, are in on Chris Bryant.
Right. I've heard that, too. But, Ben, if they get Scherzer, so think about Mace. Since the Dodgers knocked him out last year,
yep,
they will have picked up Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, and Max Scherzer. They are not messing around.
No, not at all. They're going for it. And, you know, they've got a sharp general manager in A.J. Preller. They've got now a hedge fund guy out of L.A. who owns them, and the spending isn't an issue. They're not a cheapskate organization anymore. They see an unbelievable opportunity to go for it, and why not? Why not? By the way, breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. We threw that out there. If you're a Laker fan and you had to choose between Buddy Hield or DeMar DeRozan, which do you pick and why? 877-710-ESPN. A lot of stuff going on today. The moment something breaks, we will have it for you, just like that breaking news from the Padres, and Ken Rosenthal
wow.
says the Padres are close to completing that deal. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And I am going to break down every single potential draft pick through the show today. John, I've done a lot of I haven't done any research. I don't know. I know
that sounds like really bad radio.
I know.
You
I
breaking
know
down draft picks.
Mobley's from USC, right?
Really good player.
Yeah, really good
like,
player.
Could be number one in any other year. But
and
Cade Cunningham is
Woj already announced the number one pick.
Yeah, it's going to be Cade Cunningham, the Oklahoma State guard. He's going to go to Detroit.
John Morant subtweeted Woj and said, "You're taking all the fun out of this."
Is he? Or is he doing his job?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. I mean, you watch the NFL draft or the NBA draft because you're excited. Well, who's going to go number one? Who's going number one? What? You know, now it sort of takes the drama out of it tonight.
Well,
yes, he's doing his job, but he is taking the fun out of it, too.
Well, here's the problem. If he didn't do it, Shams would do it.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And he
it's
works true. For ESPN.
Yep. All right, so we threw this out there because there are a number of scenarios out there that the experts are in on. One is the idea that Kyle Kuzma could be traded to Sacramento in a deal, we don't know what would go with him, in a deal for Buddy Hield. And the other one is that Kyle Kuzma could go to San Antonio in a sign-and-trade for DeMar DeRozan. And we just asked a simple question. If you've got a choice as a Lakers fan, Buddy Hield or DeMar DeRozan, which guy do you want?
And George in L.A. is online. Hey, George, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi. So my thought is that the Lakers do have a need for three-point shooting. But when you compare apples and oranges between those two players, I think the better choice would be to go with DeMar DeRozan. And the reason why is that guy is a four-time All-Star. That guy can play under pressure. He's gone to the playoffs, deep into the playoffs. He's got that winning pedigree. there's a lot of great three-point shooters out there, but, you know, DeRozan can still get 3 points in a basket by cutting to the basket and getting fouled. So he knows how to draw fouls and get to the basket and score, especially in a clutch situation.
Yep.
If you want a guy who's going to come down and get you a bucket all the time, I think DeRozan is a safer bet, even though he's really not a three-point shooter. And he far more makes up for it because he doesn't fall apart when it really counts and we're talking about playoffs. So I think, do you choose the better player or the three-point shooter where the Lakers really has a need? We already have Ben McLemore. I kind of think we ought to go with DeRozan for this one.
Okay, yeah, Ben McLemore, we don't know is going to be on the roster or not this coming year. But, yeah, he was there to shoot. I think he makes really good points, and I don't think it's an easy decision. I mean, can you talk about these two guys in the abstract, John, or you can't even talk about
I can talk about DeRozan. He's a free agent. But in this particular scenario, what you're really coming down to is how important is the three?
Right.
Because if you take all your assets that you're talking about trading – and you trade him on somebody who doesn't shoot threes, then do you just elect to continue to have that hole in your lineup?
Or you hope to get lucky with veterans who are willing to come and play for the minimum who happen to be good shooters?
Yeah, but who, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, shooters.
I think you either address the problem or you don't, right?
Right. Well, they have two needs, right? They need a playmaker, another playmaker, and DeMar DeRozan fits that bill. He's not a three-point shooter, shot 27% from three this year, but he can get you a mid-range jump shot at any time. He does get you
buckets.
He's
great. He's a really good player.
And you've got Hield, who shot 42%. Did you say 42% from three?
Off of screens and 45% when he's standing still.
Yeah, so those
many
are
people
two.
Feel he's the second-best three-point shooter in the league to Steph.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult choice. I mean, in the abstract, do you want a playmaker or do you want a three-point shooter? That's
right.
Really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and you kind of have to pick whatever you feel is the more important hole to fill.
Well, and it also depends, John, what is the move that comes after that?
Right.
Because there's going to be multiple moves to, as we've talked about, it's like a Rubik's Cube that Rob is going to try to solve over the course of the next week and a half or so. Free agency opens Monday. Can they move that pick tonight, or do they trade down with that pick tonight? What do they do? If they are going to make one of these two moves that we've talked about, well, what's the move that follows? If you get the playmaker, you still have to figure out a way to get the three-point shooter, and if you get a three-point shooter, you still got to find out a way to get the playmaker.
Right. Here's some background, which I am allowed to give. Since Buddy Hield came into the league, he came in 2016, only him, Steph, Klay Thompson, and Duncan Robinson have averaged higher than 40% from three on seven or more attempts per game. So that's the list. Steph, Klay, Duncan Robinson, and Hield. Last year, the Lakers ranked 21st in three-point percentage and 24th in three-point attempts per game. So that's the need you would be looking to address with him or someone else.
Right.
And like you point out, that's not DeRozan's game, but DeMar does a whole bunch of other stuff great. To be honest, either guy would be a huge – I mean, it'd be great to get either
one. Would be great additions. Yeah. Great additions to this roster.
But, you know, it
– oh, I got a little breaking.
Oh, no.
John Heyman, one of the good ones. Padres working hard to try to reach agreement on a Scherzer deal with the Nats. They may be in the lead, but no sense the Dodgers or others are out yet. Also, very important in the end, while Scherzer will consider these finalists with full veto rights, he can call the shot. So John Heyman says Dodgers not out of it yet.
Okay, Jim Bowden, our buddy.
Oh, no, that's it.
The Padres and Nationals have agreed on the players in a Scherzer trade with medical.
Damn.
And Max waiving his no trade. Deal is inches away.
Oh, what is Andrew Friedman doing?
No!
All right, we'll let you guys react to this. 877-710-ESPN. If this is true, and the deal is inches away, should the Dodgers step in and blow it up? Should they, for example, Mace?
Yep.
Would you put Cody Bellinger in the deal?
Oh, come on. I don't think that's...
Would you?
Would if I put you don't, Cody Bellinger in the deal?
If you don't, he goes to the Padres.
No, I'm not putting not putting Cody Bellinger.
Okay, so fit him for his little brown and yellow Padre uniform.
Well, they're not giving him a major leaguer. They're giving him a bag full of prospects.
Correct.
That's
but
what
I mean,
the Nationals
I don't think
want.
The Dodgers I don't think the Dodgers are holding back on prospects to you. Would you put Gavin Lux in the deal?
Yes. I would.
There you go.
Gavin Lux.
My guess is the Dodgers haven't offered to do that yet.
By the way, last night Bryan Cranston tweeted me hashtag Blue Max. Just now,
he wanted Verlander in blue when Verlander went to the Astros.
Just now, he texted me, say my name, Pods get Scherzer? What? I think Walter White should pay a visit to A.J. Preller.
That would be awesome. I am the one who knocks.
Say my name. This is disappointing
news. Let's take a break. When we come back, Max Scherzer could be a Padre, or the Dodgers could step in and save the day. Also, Wheel of Questions. It's my questions today. I think that I've got a list of them. Depending where the wheel lands, mine are all kind of goofy. So
excellent. Okay.
Depending where
that is. That is coming up for you next. Mason in Ireland, 7:10.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
ESPN. Okay, if you're just tuning in, multiple reports now that the Padres are in the driver's seat for Max Scherzer, three-time Cy Young Award winner, world champion. And this, I think, is if this goes down, if the Dodgers don't sweeten their deal and find a way to get this thing done, it's a disaster for the Dodgers. It's a disaster.
I think the Padres would become the favorite in the West if this deal goes down, don't you?
Well, my biggest fear, John, is the Padres are five and a half games back. We're two games back. My biggest fear is that we get to a one-game playoff situation, and it's against the Padres, and we see Max Scherzer in that game.
Right, which is one of the reasons.
That's what makes being the play-in team so dangerous. All right, we'll continue with that. Coming up right now is Wheel of Questions. It's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota, the house of yes. All right, John, you've got the wheel today. You are at the steering wheel.
All right, spin it, Jorge. Okay. I have a series... Not just one, but a series of dilemmas.
Okay.
They are ridiculous dilemmas, but you have to pick one or the other. You can't say it's stupid or opt out. You have to pick one or the other.
Okay,
all right, here's number one. Either the color purple makes you nauseous every time you see it. So wherever you are, if you see...
You're not talking about the Steven Spielberg movie, because
actual color... Purple
okay.
makes you nauseous anytime it shows up.
Yep.
Or at every party you go to for the rest of your life, you have to sit under a table. Like you have to go into the kitchen table and just sit under it. Which one are you taking?
Survey says purple makes me nauseous. I'm not sitting under a table at a party.
Lindsay?
I don't have any purple in my house. I'm fine.
Lindsay?
Well, do you have to sit under the table the entire party?
Entire time.
Oh, I would go with purple. Color purple.
All right, now, Jorge, how about you?
I'm with the purple.
All right, now, here's the thing.
Now, if it was the movie
I
color
am the
purple,
Laker,
I'd sit under the table.
I am the Laker announcer, so the first one isn't even an option for me.
True.
If I want to keep my job, I have to sit under a table at every party I go to. I would just make it fun. If you come to me, I'd bring the party to under the table. Because everybody would say, what are you doing? And I would say, well, the other choice was every time I saw the color purple, it would make me sick. And I can't do that because the Lakers' colors are purple and gold.
Yeah, the idea of you being under a table at
every
party.
Next time you have a party, I'm going right under the table.
Is entertaining yet highly inappropriate.
So you're a social pariah now.
All right, no. I'd make a bit out of it. Okay, here's number two.
Okay.
Would you rather have to howl like a wolf every time you hear a bell? So anytime a buzzer goes off or your phone rings or a bell goes off, you would immediately have to howl like a wolf. Or only be able to give bananas as a present. So anytime you had to give somebody a present, you would have to give them bananas. Uh-huh. Lindsay, you first. Which one?
I'm going to go giving bananas as presents and just tell them, sorry, guys, that's all I got.
Wait a minute. Your brother is getting married when?
Labor Day weekend.
All right, so in like a month. You're giving him bananas for a wedding present?
I'd rather do bananas.
I'd rather other people get screwed on presents than myself look like an idiot every time someone rings a bell and I have to howl.
Oh, no. I think I would just make a bit out of that too, Mace. Bring it on.
Yeah, give me the bananas. Show me bananas.
No. Jorge, how about you?
I'll go with the howling, man.
Me too, man.
You're just going to howl every time you hear, you could never do, your phone rings.
You could never do anything nice for people. Like that time Lindsay needed to didn't get her stimulus check and had to go to Hawaii. She said, hey, John, can you do this for me? I would say, no, but I can give you 2 dozen bananas.
Hey, you could turn around and sell those bananas and make some money off of them, right?
Not the kind of money you needed for that. All right, here's the last one.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't know. I may have to amend this. All right. Would you rather have to start yodeling every time you have sex or walk around all the time with 4 tiger prawns in your pocket?
4 tiger?
All the time.
You sound like you were stoned when you made this up.
No, I didn't make it up. I went to Dilemmarama, and I think they were stoned when they made these picks up.
So but, 4 tiger prawns in your pocket.
Or every time you have sex, as soon as it's over, you have to yodel.
The 4 tiger prawns could be kind of gross.
Right. I think pocket. I'm yodeling.
Yeah, I think I'm going to yodel on this one.
Jorge, how about you?
I'm yodeling. I'm yodeling.
Yeah, I don't want... Lindsay, how about you?
Wait, what's the tiger prawn? Say that again.
All the time, wherever you go, you have to walk around with 4 tiger prawns in your pocket.
Are they cooked or uncooked?
It doesn't matter.
Just accept the premise.
I'll do the yodeling, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going for the tiger. Now, if you're single, though, that makes you kind of like... So you can imagine, I met this great girl. She's awesome, but every time we have sex, she starts yodeling.
Yeah,
I would make a bit out of it.
I'm not sure what to make of it.
As John would say, I would make a bit out of it. I will sit under a table.
You could. Well, I had no choice. I can't not accept the color purple. The Lakers wear some type of purple at every game. Either the trim is purple. Even when the white uniforms have purple trim.
Right. That's true. It's true. Oh, you're right. Lakers games, I would be nauseous the entire time.
You can't watch them anymore.
Oh, no. I didn't even think of that. That makes it awful.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, now I'm going to go under the table.
Yeah, welcome to the table. Come on. Yeah, now I got a party under the table.
So, by the way, that's highly inappropriate. Hey, I got a party under the table.
Yeah, that is. It sounds like some type of HR violation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Howard Cole, who writes a lot about the Dodgers, says, if there's one thing Andrew Friedman likes to do, it's surprise. With something no one saw coming. Another thing he likes to do is prove that he's smarter than his peers. A good to great starter is coming, possibly 2, and a reliever and a position player. That's Howard Cole's prediction.
Now, who is Howard Cole?
Howard Cole writes about the Dodgers for Forbes.
So, and he's putting it out there that there are 2 starters and a position player coming.
That's what he is putting out there. Yeah, 2 starters. A reliever
between now and 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Between now and 1 o'clock tomorrow.
That seems awfully ambitious, don't you think?
But, I mean, it's all going to go down at once. Like, for example, if they make a deal with the Twins for Jose Berrios, maybe a reliever goes with them. It's still, even if they don't get Scherzer, they may get Daniel Hudson out of Washington. He's a great setup guy. So there's so many moving pieces.
Yeah, but that's those guys, Berrios and Hudson, aren't starters.
Well, Berrios is.
Is he?
Yeah, Berrios is a starter. Hudson is a reliever. Good setup guy. Kind of exactly what they need. Somebody in that Corey Knebel mode. In Jose Berrios has started 20 games. He's 7-5 with a 3.48 ERA and a .104 WHIP. So he's having a dominating year. He's also got 126 strikeouts in 121 innings, so better than a strikeout an inning. Maybe that's the consolation prize, is Jose Berrios.
Boy, can you remember this much trade activity going on in two different sports at the same time?
Never. Well, we've never had these two things overlap, right? NBA free
agency. So it's all pandemic related. It's like last year when the Lakers and Dodgers won titles in the same month.
Right. We've never had free agency, NBA draft, and Major League Baseball trade deadline happening in a period of 5 days.
Like, for example, Ben Simmons has got to get traded today, right?
Well, Ben Simmons, what is the deal with him? He's ghosting that the Sixers can't even reach him at some point?
I don't know, but I mean, it'd be weird. I mean, the team that trades for him would not give up any picks.
Boy, I want no part of Ben Simmons. I can't imagine there's much of a trade market for Ben
Simmons.
They're
probably asking, the Warriors, apparently, according to one report, the Sixers asked for Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, the 7th pick, and the 14th pick, and two future first-rounders. And the Warriors just said no.
Wow.
So maybe Daryl is going to hang on to him.
Yeah, well, maybe he has no choice. Maybe he can't get anything close to full value. After a shooting display in the just take a look at a shooting. With that shooting, who wants a piece of a point guard who can't make his damn free throws? I would find it really frustrating for that guy to play on my team.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I got into somewhat of a Twitter fight with a professional athlete.
Oh, really? It's a Twitter fight? Did you guys go back and forth?
But I am
vicious?
Convinced that I'm right. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
All right. We'll do it coming up.
All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. We going to be all right.
I don't know, if the Padres get Max Scherzer, are we going to be all right?
Well, we are potentially moments from finding out exactly what's going to go on with Max Scherzer. As of last check, the most recent tweet was from Jim Bowden that the Padres and Nationals have agreed on the players in a Scherzer trade with medicals and Max waiving his no trade left on the ledger. So he hasn't waived the no trade yet. Deal is inches away, says Jim Bowden. And I tell you, I think this is a disaster for the Dodgers. Sorry. I'm a huge Andrew Friedman fan. I'm a huge fan of the Dodgers, clearly. But, you know, there are three teams in the National League West who are going to play in the playoffs this year. There is the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Giants. And what they're doing is setting up potentially a situation where you've got to face the Padres in a one-game playoff with Max Scherzer on the mound. Who wants that? Who wants that? I mean, look, Jose Berrios is a nice
but
arm.
You've already said that if they're asking too much, you wouldn't do it. So the problem is, what are the Padres giving up?
Well, the Padres are giving up minor league prospects.
Well, we don't know that. I mean,
I don't think there's going to be a major – I mean, I'll just predict. I don't think there's a major leaguer involved in this deal.
Well, I mean, they just traded for Adam Frazier, the Pirates, so they could put Jake Cronenberg in the deal. I mean, there's going to be – they're going to have option. I mean, they're not giving away great players by any means, but there could be a major leaguer in the deal. I just don't know if the Nationals want a major leaguer.
Yeah, I mean, they're going into a – well, first of all – Scherzer can walk away this year, so they're incentivized to move, because otherwise
you get nothing for
Max Scherzer. So after a 7-year deal, and he's had a great run in Washington, you got to get something for the guy. You got to.
Yeah, and this is exactly, if you're the Nationals, what you want. You want a bunch of teams who want him to get into a bidding war, which is apparently what's happening right now.
John, so last night I was at a restaurant called the Cloverfield. Oh, actually, no. Before you do that, let talk about your Twitter feed.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So one of the guys that I really liked when I was doing the Lakers and working the locker room was Josh Hart.
Yes.
The Lakers drafted him out of Villanova. He's a really great guy. He worked his way up. I was sorry to see him go. He was one of the guys that the Lakers traded to New Orleans in the Anthony Davis deal.
Right.
And I could see why the Pelicans would want him. Last night, Josh Hart tweeted this. Just a one-line text. White Castle is better than In-N-Out.
Oh, God.
So I responded with two absolute facts. Number one, I'm one of your biggest fans. Number two, you've never been more wrong about anything. Now, Mace, I would imagine that you, Lindsay, and I have all been to both places. Now, Lindsay, I know you're not a somebody that eats a lot of hamburgers.
But they have White Castles in Ohio. That's
correct.
Where I ate them.
There is no comparison here. This is absurd.
See, I would put these. So, okay, so I'm going to have a somewhat controversial. Just stand
by the way,
I'm gonna have a
700 likes on the on my argument that he's never been more wrong about anything. He is. I mean, they're not even in the same class.
Well, we used to call him Whitey Castiles. When I was at Bowling
White Castle is where you go if you live in the Midwest and you're drunk and you want to, you know.
Bingo! It's Come great on. Drunk food. It's little balls of grease. They're little tiny greasy hamburgers.
In-N-Out really is like fresh, and they have great fries, and they have great shakes.
Hang on. This is my I do not like the fries at In-N-Out Burger. I don't like them. I don't like them. I love McDonald's fries. They're greasy and delicious. I think the... Does this make sense? I think In-N-Out's fries are too fresh and potato-y.
I like
they don't
that
have
about
the,
them.
They don't have the grease quality that I'm really looking for in a French fry. Am I the only one that feels that way?
I think so. I love their
fries. I love the fries. I agree with you, Mace. I'm not a big... And their fries are too small, too.
What are you talking about? They always give you way more than you ask for. They're like falling out of the bag.
Yeah, but McDonald's offers free refills on a large fries.
No, they don't. Really?
Yes, they do.
What? No, I've never heard that.
It's 100%. We did this story.
Yeah, we did it earlier in the week.
It is in the fine print.
I think that was the day you were gone.
Yeah, probably Monday.
You're allowed to get a free refill of fries at McDonald's. Free refill on a large fries. It's in the fine print, and people can actually do it. John,
like the fries themselves, though, don't they have like the smaller fries, like a bunch of little fries?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're not the same size as regular fries, like big fries. They're like McDonald's, but smaller.
Oh, like longer fries, if you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not love the French fries at In-N-Out Burger, but I do love an In-N-Out Burger. Whitey Castillo's has its place. White Castle has its place. It is when you are drunk, when it is very late at night, and you need a little balls of grease to help you get through what will potentially be a really bad hangover. I don't consider In-N-Out to be hangover food. I do it, and I do think White Castle is.
I agree. In-N-Out is like something where you would go if you want to have dinner.
Yes.
White Castle is where you go if you don't want to be like hungover the next day.
So my first trip that my mom and dad made to California, they wanted to go to In-N-Out Burger because I'd raved about it, and they said, "Well, we want to go to that In-N-Out Burger." And when I picked them up at the airport, I said, "You are going to love this place. They've got girls on roller skates and guys on roller skates, and they deliver right to your window. And it's like an old-fashioned, a diner hamburger restaurant." And, of course, we get there, and nothing like that is going on. And my mom's like, "Where are the roller skates? You promised me roller skates." No roller skates, but In-N-Out Burger, fantastic, fantastic. And I do think... John, did Josh Hart come back at you?
No. Oh, yeah. He wrote. He basically wrote that all of the L.A. people are coming back at him, and he doesn't care. He's sticking with it. I think I was just one of the people that I'll give you his exact tweet, but I think I was just one of the people that from L.A. that jumped on him, but it is he basically he tweets a lot, and he says, put Chipotle top tier and White Castle as an A. He likes Chipotle better.
Well, I do love the I love the guac at Chipotle. The guac is fantastic, but I don't.
My
put that
here's
the
what he wrote.
Category.
My LA followers didn't like my In-N-Out tweet. My fault. It's just facts. It ain't facts.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of tweets about the fries at In-N-Out Burger. Are they a sponsor?
Yeah. Sponsor well,
I'm still telling the truth. I'm still telling the truth because that's who I am. I, too, do not care for In-N-Out fries. The burgers are the bomb, though. In-N-Out fries suck when they're cold. Ireland, get fries well done at In-N-Out. That's the game changer. I've never asked for fries well done. Of course, you can get them animal style, too, which actually then it becomes like chili fries, which is delicious. But I'm not a big fan of the fries. I'll go there, get a burger. I will go to McDonald's for their fries anywhere. McDonald's has the best fries of any fast food restaurant. I challenge anybody to disagree with me.
Yeah, I disagree with you. I think that the fries there are great. I love In-N-Out. I love everything about In-N-Out.
Right, but doesn't McDonald's
the thing I was offended by is that he compared it to White Castle. That, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, White Castle is junk food.
They're not even in the same family.
They're not. These are little
White
baby greasy hamburgers.
Little
yeah.
appetizer burgers. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Little sliders. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I'm just dreading
sliders.
Any update I get from a baseball
I know,
writer
I'm the
right
same.
Now.
I'm looking very closely. Nothing so far on Max Scherzer to the Padres.
But a lot of people are saying
it's close.
It's imminent.
Yeah, imminent. Imminent.
Which would make this a really bad day for if you're a Dodger fan.
Yeah, if you're a Dodger fan.
But remember, okay,
Mace,
remember, and this is obviously this didn't work out, so it's not the greatest comparison, but it is apples to apples. Do you remember that it was basically reported by several major league reporters that Trevor Bauer was signing with the Mets?
Yes.
And then at the last minute, the Dodgers swooped in and got him?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so maybe it'll happen again.
Yeah, we thought that was a good break for us, getting Trevor Bauer.
Boy, they are really getting to David Price. 4-0 now in the 4-0. Fourth
inning. 4-0, yeah. We're two games back, and we're losing. This would be losing 2 out of 3. Plenty of game left. It's only, what, the fourth inning?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're down 4-0. Crooked number for the Giants. All right. Coming up next for you, John, I mentioned this. I was at a restaurant last night. Saw two interesting interactions that I wanted to bring up with you. Plus, we'll stay on top of everything for you. NBA draft is tonight. Could be a deal at any moment. Major League Baseball trade deadline is tomorrow. Could be a deal at any moment. Maybe Max Scherzer. Are the Dodgers out of it? We're going to find out. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.